Welcome to the Jesus Week Movement Radio Show, your half-hour deep dive into strategies, testimonies, and blueprints behind saturation to transformation movements. Every week, we explore how leaders and churches are transforming their cities with faith, prayer, and creative outreach. And today, we're talking New Jersey, where incredible stories of hope, unity, and outreach are unfolding. Hello, everyone. I'm Mick Richards.
Hi, and I'm Pastor David Bidell, and we're excited to be with you again for this show. And we have two powerhouse leaders and fire starters from Newark, New Jersey today, Pastor Will Hicks and also Pastor David Ingersoll, two dear friends who have been serving passionately for decades in Newark in some very difficult situations and very difficult times, but fighting the good fight of faith. And Pastor Will Hicks is our Jesus Week lead for the work in New Jersey. So we welcome both of you today. We're excited to have you on the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you.
Now, this is an exciting show. So we're talking about Jesus Week New Jersey, and we're going into our ninth year with the Jesus Week movement, started in New York City and expanded. And New Jersey has always been participating in Jesus Week, but they really didn't have their first identity officially as Jesus Week New Jersey until my phone started blowing up with text after call after call from this fire starter in Newark, Pastor Hicks. And he kept saying, "Mick, when are we going to get Jesus Week New Jersey started? We need to get this thing going now. We need our own identity." And I said, "Pastor Hicks, you are absolutely right." And he helped launch officially Jesus Week New Jersey about 3 years ago. Isn't that right, about 3 years?
Yes.
So welcome, Pastor Hicks. So we want to thank you so much for your faithfulness to really help build this out in New Jersey. But we want the audience to know a little bit more about you. So you're a pastor at Whole Life World Changing Church in Newark. So tell us a little bit about you, your ministry in Essex County and Newark, and what do you love so much about the city of Newark?
Wow. Okay, so I am a pastor at Whole Life World Changing Church in Newark, New Jersey. I'm also a Newark police chaplain. So I'm out and about all the time in Newark. My ministry is basically outreach, serving as a chaplain. I'm always out and about. Our church was formed in 2016. My wife and I were called to pastoral ministry. But from the time I came back to the Lord in 2007, I just wanted to tell everybody about my Jesus. And we're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. And literally in the manifesto that I received from the Lord going into pastoral ministry, he said to make the name Jesus big. Mm. And in 2018, I was at a pastoral breakfast in Brooklyn, Pastor A.R. Bernard's church, and I met this guy with some books in his hand, and they were giving away free books, and it was Mick. And I said, "My wife said you're giving away free books, and we can have all we want." And he said, "Yes, just go over there." And I went over there. There was a lady with a table, and she said, "Sign your name, and we're giving free books to New York pastors." And I said, "What about Jersey?" And it was a godsend that we have a ministry that is willing to provide resources to allow us to make the name Jesus big. And in Essex County, in North Jersey, in Newark, which is the largest city in New Jersey, by the way, and as our Governor Murphy says, as Newark goes, so goes New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to move Jersey toward Jesus, and it's starting in Newark, Essex County, North Jersey, and we are also in South Jersey because we're taking over New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited about the opportunity to reach so many lost souls in New Jersey, and that's where we're at.
Amen. And Pastor David, we've been friends for a long time now, and I believe that we connected at the very first time that we began doing Saturate movements, and we delivered some truckloads of resources over to the World Impact Center over there, and that's when I first met you, David, and you've been such a faithful servant of Christ through ups and downs, serving Christ with your life and serving the people of New Jersey. And so why don't you share a little bit about your heart for New Jersey and your heart to see Jesus made famous?
You talked about World Impact. I worked with World Impact for 30 years until they closed down in Newark, and we had a Christian school that my wife taught at, and so we were very involved in Bible clubs and things that went on in the city, but just being hands and feet out in the city. And so I think I met you through Joanne Turner.
Yep, yep.
And the first time that you came in, and so we got involved in Saturate and tried to get my church engaged. We took those from our church out in the neighborhood. And my favorite thing, I think, as we got involved in Saturate was getting some of the kind of timid people in the church out praying for people on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite things to do is go out and pray for people, and even homeless people, I love praying for them. But there's something about engaging people as you're handing out the literature and praying for them that they encounter God in a different way.
Amen.
And so that's what I loved about Saturate. And that's what I love about the Jesus movement, is you're actually out on the streets engaging people so they can encounter the Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Now, you had mentioned, David, the Saturate New Jersey initiative back in 2018, 2019. And that was an aggressive initiative strategy. And the idea was, could every zip code in the state of New Jersey actually become adopted by multiple churches working together in every single zip code? And this was an aggressive strategy that saw 64% of the zip codes in the state of New Jersey actually adopted, and 52% of the zip codes saturated. That means a church member, a loving member of the community, hand-delivered gospel material to 52% of the homes in the state of New Jersey. It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
and we saw
amazing
churches coming together. We saw an entire statewide Saturate New Jersey Church and Prayer Coalition coming together. And that was right before COVID. COVID came and really broke all of that up, as it did so many things. But Pastor Hicks, you really had that vision. Can we relaunch this in New Jersey? How do we get churches back into embracing the mindset that we could actually unite the entire state in a saturation to transformation strategy and finish the task, get this to the finish line? So talk a little bit about that strategy and how churches are starting to come together again through the Jesus Week New Jersey movement to see that happen.
Well, to answer the first question, we absolutely can get every zip code in New Jersey adopted by United Churches. And we are actually in the process of doing that. As we stated, New Jersey made history in 2023. Churches throughout New Jersey united in a concerted, organized effort to go out into the various communities, connect with the lost sheep, connect them to a shepherd by various types of outreach, children's events, hot dog giveaways, basketball games, just creative outreach strategies. And one of the biggest problems to outreach, unfortunately, is apathy within the body of Christ.
Mm.
So what we're doing is reminding pastors that the three questions that most Christians have, who, what, and where. The who is you. It's your job as a Christian to go out there and spread the gospel. That's the what. Spreading the gospel, the good news. This is a John 17, Acts 1 and 8 movement. We want to spread the gospel. We want to connect with every lost soul in New Jersey, introduce them to the good news of the gospel. Messiah's come. His name is Jesus, and he's brought grace and salvation.
Amen.
And we also want every Christian to know the where. And the where is everywhere and anywhere. Everywhere and anywhere you go is your job as an ambassador to Christ to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the ministry of reconciliation that is given to anyone and everyone who is a born-again believer. And what we're going to do is get the word out. That's everybody's
Amen.
Job in the Jesus Week movement in New Jersey to share the message.
Amen.
That the work is outside your church walls, and you are called and commissioned by God to go out and do the work, but we're going to come alongside you. We're going to provide you millions of pieces of resources. We have a game plan, strategy, and a Holy Flood playbook that tells churches how to organize in their zip code, connect with other churches in their zip code, and as we stated earlier, to go out, and when we say adopt a zip code, we mean take ownership and take responsibility for sharing the gospel in your zip code. Connect with other churches in other zip codes so you take over the city.
Amen.
Connecting
Amen.
With other cities so you take over the county. And in New Jersey, we don't have boroughs. We have counties, 21 counties. So our plan is to get churches to connect in their zip codes, connect in their cities, connect in their counties. And we want every county in New Jersey connected, because we are set and planning to run the devil out of New Jersey.
Amen. And that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord and the face of Christ would cover New Jersey as the waters cover the seas. That's the dream, right? And the interesting thing is that when we started with the first Saturate initiative, we saw, as Mick said, 55% of the entire state saturated. So once we saw, I think it was 73% of New York City. It's just some extraordinary numbers where we saw God do that, that millions and millions of homes, 7 million homes altogether in Philly, New Jersey, and in New York were reached with the knowledge of Jesus. So we realized that this is not a pipe dream, it's a do-it dream.
Amen.
As churches take their portion, like Nehemiah rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem by assigning every family to build around their household where they lived. So we're just seeing that as every church takes on the community around them, whether it's 500, 1,000, 2,000 homes, and everyone starts to work together, entire cities can be reached. So we're excited about this. And David, from your perspective, why is it critical for churches to work together in such a manner from saturation to transformation when we're trying to work together to see, to address some of the real systemic challenges in our struggling communities?
Yeah, because I think it's really overwhelming for churches, and what they do is they tend to huddle when it gets overwhelming.
Yeah.
So we need to be encouraged by one another that this is something that we can do together. And as we love each other, it's really John 17 kind of movement where the world's going to know by the love that we have for one another as brothers and sisters in Christ that he came and that he loves the world. And so then we have the kind of the platform to go from. So as we're loving each other, we can show that love and then show that love to those that are outside of the church walls and encourage one another to go, especially those that are a little timid, those that don't see the vision yet. As we're doing it, we can incorporate them in the vision of reaching our neighborhoods for Christ. But it's so encouraging when churches can work together to do this thing. Because then we know we're not all alone in it. And the all alone is an overwhelming task. But together, I think we can see this goal accomplished.
Amen.
To introduce our neighbors to Christ and share really just the love of Christ with them, the blessing of God on their lives.
Yeah, it's something that I always say is I've seen it's the two finger on the bench press rule. I've seen this in almost every initiative we do that our neighbors need something, like when we do literacy, for instance, that these kindergarten children and first graders, they only need two fingers on the bench press to help them learn to read. It's just a little bit of help. So it takes 15 to 20 weeks and they learn to read. And some of our teens that are struggling, it only takes two fingers on the bench press to redirect them away from a negative and even lives that are violent and full of criminality towards something good and wholesome. And in the same way, I've seen the Jesus Week movement is like two fingers on the bench press for what you said, the timid believer, David. They're timid believers who just need a little push. But once you get them a little push, there's a momentum that starts because sharing the news of Jesus, the love of Jesus with others is addictive. It's like a holy addiction. And so we've been seeing that by providing resources, by building the team, by having events and just strategic approaches to the city, we're getting more and more of the team out on the field.
Yeah, and that timid believer, when we launched Saturate New Jersey and the Saturate initiatives in other cities, one of the things that we saw, and I want to point out that there was 1.6 million homes saturated in New Jersey. And what that means is that timid believers who may not really have had that missionary mindset in their neighborhoods had the opportunity to take zip code maps, neighborhood maps, and take material and visit every single home and just put the material on the doorknob, and that's it. They didn't have to talk. But what we saw was timid believers were doing that, taking that first step and saying, you know what? I see it. I get it. I can be a missionary in my neighborhood. And 1.2 million homes were visited by believers.
Some of us were bold enough to knock on those doors, pray for people, to lead people to salvation and to get them connected to church homes. And we were doing this in the middle of COVID with the masks and the gloves, and we were out there.
That was extraordinary. And that really laid the foundation for what we're seeing today, zip code teams, city engagement, prayer saturation. And this summer, We are inviting even more churches across the state to join Jesus Week New Jersey. Pastor Hicks, the churches are coming together, the teams are forming, and you guys are making incredible plans. Tell us what's happening and why should we be excited?
Well, I first want to address one thing. The biggest reason, according to the Christian Post study and survey, that most pastors don't do outreach is because they weren't taught. Mm-hmm. The number two reason is a sad reason, is apathy. Mm-hmm. A lot of pastors don't do outreach because they don't want to. But mm-hmm. we're addressing that. We have a big workshop coming up where we're going to train pastors on what it takes to get out in their communities, to connect with the lost sheep through various outreach venues and events, children events, teen events, events for adults, movie nights. It's not complicated, beloved. You know, just set a table up and print a poster board up and say prayer station, and there's a lot of people that will walk past your church on Sunday and not come in, but they'll walk up to the table and receive prayer.
Amen.
And some gospel materials. And we are excited because we have, in the last couple of weeks, God is moving in New Jersey. We had a couple of dozen churches join the movement. We're still growing. We're excited because this is the biggest year yet. And I say it like this. In 2023, we made history, but we were crawling. But we did it. We're the first ever Jesus Week New Jersey in 2023. And last year, we had our second Jesus Week. We're walking that thing out.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I'm excited because this year we are running.
Hallelujah.
We are running around. We are getting things done. Again, the movement is growing. And that's what I'm excited about, because we're getting the word out. We're getting more people involved in the movement. And it can't go anywhere but up from here. And to God be the glory for all our good work in New Jersey.
Hey, hallelujah. And Pastor David, I've personally experienced the joy of sharing Jesus with others. I got to tell you, it's like a high. So, like, sometimes I come away from reaching out and sharing the gospel with people, just floating. And you shared the same thing with me, that one of your particular joys is to go and pray for people. And that's one of the keys for the whole movement, is that we invite people to festivals, but we're always looking for an opportunity to pray for people. So we say, hey, come, we're having a barbecue, and we're having a kids club, we're having an event over here, we're having a basketball tournament. Love you and your family to come and enjoy. And then before we leave, hey, can I pray for you before I leave? Can I pray for you and your family? I'd love you to tell us a story, because I know you've had a beautiful prayer ministry for many years. Tell us a story about praying for somebody and seeing the power of God move.
I can tell you, for Newark, we started a thing called Pray for Newark, and Joanne Turner was a part of this. And as we prayed for Newark, we saw a crime drop.
Mm-hmm.
In marvelous ways, you know. So we saw God invest himself in the city as we would reach out in prayer and get the churches engaged. And so I love Jesus Week because I see this coming to fruition, where we're joining the churches together to pray for people and see lives changed. We saw murder drop. In fact, we had the first murder-free calendar month that we had in 40 years.
Wow. Praise Jesus.
Without a murder. That hadn't happened till since 1963, I believe, was the actual date. And so we saw prayer be effective. And so on the streets, too, I love praying for people. I think my favorite people group to pray for are the homeless people, because they have a need, you know, and they're so open to being prayed for. To see the love, when you express the love of Christ through prayer and blessing on them, they just light up like somebody cares for me.
Amen.
You know, they connect with God in that way. And so, but I've seen in my church too, we had some very timid people. And one of my greatest joys was to see them step into that place where they start praying for people. So it wasn't just me and leading it. It was others joining in that process. So I saw a lot of growth within our church body because people were out there praying for people that didn't think they could do it, to see them do it and grow so much spiritually because of it.
Amen.
You know, in their relationship with God. So.
Amen.
And we have a whole month devoted to prayer saturation, and that's the month of May. So the first part of the year, we are working together, adopting zip codes, building teams throughout the zip codes. The second half of the year, we are getting ready to go to battle. in our neighborhoods with creative outreaches all throughout June, July, and August. And right in the middle of that is the month of May, and that is our prayer saturation month. So we ask all of our churches to unite together to prayer walk their areas, their communities, and pray over that ground, claim that land, and we will see God do amazing things as a result when we come together as one united prayer force. So I just want to remind everyone, at JesusWeekMovement.org, you can keep up with what's happening in New Jersey. There's going to be a calendar there. You can see the schedule. You can also adopt zip codes and sign up for free outreaches. All you have to do to be a part of this movement is to sign up and to register to have a creative outreach in your neighborhood, and you have access to thousands of free Christian resources to distribute and to saturate your neighborhoods. We're almost out of time, but Pastor Hicks, you know, you're such a good friend and you're a fire starter and you got so much passion in you. What fuels your energy? What fuels your passion to unite churches, this goal you have to see churches unite all throughout New Jersey and bring transformation to struggling communities?
Well, I came back to the Lord from a deathbed experience in 2007. And I was at death's door. I was walking as an agnostic. But I knew about this Jesus, and I was in a Christian hospital, and I saw a cross on the wall, and I told God, if you raise me from this deathbed, I'm going to come to your house and give you the praise you deserve. And 3 days later, I had a pulmonary embolism for the second time in 2 years, but the embolism was dissolved. 3 days later, I told my brother to take me to church with him. That Sunday, I went to church, and my intention was to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and go back to my wretched life as an agnostic. But something grabbed me, and I know it was the Holy Spirit. And I ended up joining the church, which is something I didn't want to do, but almost immediately I felt a pull on my heart. And as I came to be involved in the church, it became clear of the promise I made to God. See, I said if he raised me from my deathbed, I would come to his house and give him the praise he deserves. And I learned that the praise he deserves is my whole life. So I'm excited, and that's what drives me. I have made a covenant with God to praise him with my life. And the way I praise him is by being obedient to his will and his word. And his will is that I spread the gospel message.
Do you love me?
Oh, yeah.
Feed my sheep.
Right. And I want to feed his sheep. And we want to let churches know this is not a church building movement. This is a kingdom building movement. So we're doing it, and I'm excited. And that's what drives me, because I see God's hand upon this movement. I see it growing, and I know we're pleasing God and we're working according to his will and his way.
And Pastor David, you've been serving faithfully for 35 years in some of the toughest streets in our nation. What do you love the most about working with churches for community impact?
When pastors come together and they feel a camaraderie, how good it is when brothers dwell together in unity is so pleasing to the Lord. It helps encourage them because they've been serving here a long time too, and they need that encouragement, you know? So when you meet a brother that gets it, connects, and you connect in spirit, the Spirit of God, it so encourages them to keep going in their call upon their lives, because I long to see pastors and churches filled with people that are full of the Spirit, understand the call of God on their lives to spread the kingdom, the fragrance of the kingdom in not only this city, but in New Jersey, in Essex County and in New Jersey.
Well, one thing is for sure, transformation doesn't come from isolation. It comes when the church unites, prays, and acts together. So if you're in New Jersey, or anywhere in the nation for that matter, and you're thinking, could this happen in my city? Well, the answer is yes, and it starts with one step, zip code adoption. And you can visit JesusWeekMovement.org to learn more about that, to get tools, guides, and real strategies to launch transformation in your neighborhood and schools. Thank you guys so much for such an engaging conversation today.
God bless you, and it's been great to be with all of you that are listening today. And it's our dream that all of us would come together, that everyone who loves Jesus in the entire region that would come together to see his kingdom come and his will be done, and to see our cities and communities filled with the knowledge of Jesus as the water fills the seas. God bless you.